Today, dear brothers and sisters, is the eighth day after the glorious Assumption of Our Lady into heaven, where our Lord crowned her in the midst of all the angels in the presence of the Heavenly Father. Father crowned her with the throne, with the crown of glory, and entrusted our salvation to her. Eighth day after the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, as have special significance in traditional language. The eighth day is not followed by a ninth day in the scriptures. The eighth day is the day of our Lord's resurrection. It begins and never ends. You might say the sun rises, it never goes down. There is no darkness, or put in more theological terms, the reign of death has ended. So we want to consider the significance of that, that Our Lady is indeed a queen who rules over heaven and earth without end, because she is the companion of our, in our work of our salvation with Jesus. Jesus rose from the dead, and now Our Lady was raised up from the dead and crowned gloriously in heaven. The proximate basis of that glorious crowning as Queen of Heaven and Earth is to be found in Our Lady's role on Mount Calvary, the sacrifice of Jesus. Many people today question, what need has Jesus of any compliment? What need has he of an assistant? He can do all things well. He is the only mediator. And the answer is, no, Jesus doesn't need me, and he doesn't mean you or anybody else. The wonderful thing is that he wants us, because the Heavenly Father wants us to enjoy, as it were, that life in the Spirit that never ends. And that is the reason. That is the reason that our Lord comes into this earth, not all by himself. We just heard the account. He came because Our Lady agreed, and we can be eternally thankful to Our Lady, because had she not agreed, he wouldn't have come. He had no desire to come all by himself, be a one-man show. He wanted every last one of us, in a way that was special to each of us, to be a part of the entire work of salvation. No, we can't do anything by ourselves, but in associating ourselves with Jesus through Mary, and that is the whole part of the unique role of Our Lady, we will have a stupendous place, first on earth. Well, we can think, not many people think it's a great thing to suffer and die. But with Jesus, suffering and dying changes completely his meaning and reality. We suffer and die in order to live forever. And if you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood worthily, our Lord promised, you will not die. Even though you die physically, you will not die. You will continue to live, and you will continue to live a life that never ends. We have already received that gift basically on earth, but the fullness of that life we will enjoy in heaven. And that brings us to a second consideration with the crowning of Our Lady. The Vatican II, in its chapter 8 of Lumen Gentium on Our Lady, points out one of the reasons Our Lady is first to rise from the dead and be associated with our Lord, be at the right hand in heaven, ruling all the angels and the entire human family, is precisely to reveal to us, to show us, that what has already been realized in her is what is going to be realized in all of us, not each one of us individually, but all of us as part of the mystical body of Christ. And so that is the first important point about this celebration of Our Lady's queenship. She is not simply queen because she is somebody's wife. In the ancient world, especially the Jewish, the chosen people, it was not the husband, not the wife of the king who was the queen, but it was the mother of the king who is the queen. And why is that so? It's a kind of anticipation Hypatia. With Eve, she is, of course, the universe, the mother of all the living, but she didn't do a very good job, as you might put it in colloquial language. She is the queen because she is the wife of Adam. Mary is the queen, not because she is the wife of her son, but because she is the mother of her son. And that gives us, as it were, that she is a lady who has real power and real ability, especially in dealing with the devil. And that devil, as it were, is a very devilish character at the present times, destroying the faith and the hope of so many. But the one person that he can't deal with whom he is desperately afraid of, is the mother of Jesus, is the Immaculate Virgin who answered, "Yes, I will do what the Heavenly Father is asking me to do." And that is the source of so many blessings. And one of the particular blessings at the present time, when there is so much opposition to the church and to Jesus' building, it's important to know how much Our Lady can do. She is in heaven, but she still remains very much engaged on earth, precisely to see to it that we have the help we need in order to be faithful to Jesus, to never lose hope. To never cease, as it were, to practice that charity, which is the whole point of all the laws that are given to us, not to destroy persons, not to be inhumane, but to truly love as Jesus has loved each of us on heaven. Love your neighbor as yourself. How should I love myself? As Jesus loves me. Not in a selfish way, not in a way that is merely sentimental or practical. Well, I get a lot out of so-and-so if I give them a good cut of what we're making, that sort of thing. That's not true love at all. The love that is true is revealed on the cross. And it is a love, as it were, that will ask why it doesn't end because Jesus died. It precisely continues because he died and rose from the dead in a way that we can continue to enjoy the fullness of heaven that was planned for us before the foundation of the world, as St. Paul points out in his letter to the Ephesians. So there are many things for us to rejoice over on this occasion, especially when we acknowledge that our mother, the mother of all of us, the mother of our second birth and water of the Holy Spirit, Spirit is the one who is the perfect queen, and the perfect queen because the perfect mother. She brings the point, brings to our attention the point where all these different things that seem to be in conflict in our life can be resolved in a way which prepares us for the joys of heaven and that final rising at the end of the world when Christ comes to judge the living and the dead. Today especially, let us thank her for the tremendous gift of our dear Savior and all the other blessings that it has brought us, and especially in times of trouble, the assurance that we will never be disappointed by sticking with our Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary.